What happens when high school students
decide our topics,
ask our questions,
tell our stories,
find our voices?
It's the Face to Face Podcast.
Okay, here we are once again together on the Face to Face Podcast Network. And today we have Viana. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. And you brought a special guest today, Andrea. Hello.
Hello.
And I said your name right again.
You did. I'm so proud of you.
I'm on a roll. Okay. All right. Viana, what are we talking about today?
Today, I wanted to focus this episode on defining the health standards that we set for ourselves and kind of just looking deeper in what it means to be truly healthy and not listening to the internet and social media when it comes to those things. Explain to me what you think healthy looks like.
Okay. As like the standards for social media stuff, it's really weird and it's different because the way they put it onto you, it's like, oh, you have to be skinny, you have to eat healthy all the time, do all that, you need to get exercise 24/7, and it just isn't really like that at all. Being healthy is making sure, like, mentally you're okay and that you love yourself, because you can't be healthy without loving yourself, because it's a step towards being healthy. And it's not really like, yeah, I can go ahead and exercise, but I think it's mostly being true to yourself instead of those beauty standards, because I don't like beauty standards.
I agree with everything. At a young age, for women specifically, it's kind of put into our heads with these models and stuff. We don't really pay attention to ourselves. We focus on these bigger influences that we want to be. And it sucks that at a young age, you're brought into your head about stuff like that. And when it comes to mental health wise, being healthy doesn't necessarily mean you have to be A-okay 24/7. It just means that you can come to terms with yourself and learn how to fix that. And that's okay. You don't have to be happy 24/7, but if you come from being really sad and then you feel okay, that's okay for you. I feel like it just depends on the person. This kind of all started a couple years ago. I feel like we should have changed these standards a long time ago, because for a long time, a lot of more plus size people did struggle with marketing, advertising. It was always size small model on the thing. So I feel like it's a good thing that we're branching out marketing, but I also feel like they're using it to their advantage. Putting a plus size model on an ad just to get more people to buy their stuff isn't quote unquote good, I guess, because they don't necessarily care. They're just doing it for their marketing. And I don't feel like women or anyone in general should be labeled skinny, obese, whatever. I feel like we should all just be able to love ourselves no matter what you weigh or anything. Your weight doesn't define you, I guess.
I have to go with the same thing. When you see clothes, this is for plus size women, there's not that much. And when you look at someone who's a bit skinnier and someone who's plus size, they don't get that equal clothing for plus size women, which is terrible because they want to embrace themselves, embrace their body. But it's like some stores just do it because maybe they're running out of money and they just decided to, you know what, let's market off of plus size women's clothes and try to get more money. And it's like, I don't like it, because it's hard for plus size women just being able to love themselves as much because of all those standards and stores. Because sometimes some stores from the mall, there would only be clothes for skinnier people. And so, I don't know. I feel like some stores market off of all that more money. Like, they only care about more money. So it's in the middle. It's harmful, but it's like not.
Okay. When you think of a healthy lifestyle, who do you specifically think of? Who comes in mind? It can be an influencer, celebrity, someone you know. Who comes to mind?
I know a lot of healthy people. I'll have to like say my aunt. She is healthy. She loves herself. She loves her family. And when you have all that love, you know, you know, it's right there. And she's healthy. She doesn't care about those beauty standards. And she does eat a bit healthier than some of that junk food, but she's doing it for herself. She's not doing it for someone's acceptance. And I think that she's probably one of the most healthy people I know, because she doesn't care about all of that. She just cares about her body and, you know, how she does all that healthy.
Honestly, I've never met someone who's like embracing who they are and trying to be healthy for their own good. They seem to only want to be healthy because they see these other people doing it, or it's kind of like the new thing on TikTok. I've never seen someone who who genuinely wants to be healthy for themselves. I feel like they're really pressured by all these videos and Instagram and everything. Not even just that. You have all these fitness apps and health apps that advertise helping you become healthy, but then they want you to do these outrageous things like fasting for a month and then eating a granola bar a day. And when I try to look at someone who's healthy, no one comes to mind really. And then I feel like I'm forced to look at these people online because when you look it up on YouTube, all these extremely fit women come on a thing and they're telling you to do 5-hour workouts when you just started. I feel like it's really hard to have a role model who isn't true to themselves.
I was going to add more. Yeah, those apps, obviously they get money off of it and they would make you do these crazy exercises and for some reason they would make you pay for like that premium stuff. It's no. And it's so weird because if you want to go to the gym, you know, you have to pay for that too. But you're just, why? I mean, personally, I don't go to the gym. My stamina's low, but I don't understand it because you're trying to become healthier. But what you do to get healthy is you have to pay money and more money just to be able to be healthy.
I agree with it. I feel like society kind of puts it in your face. Not all of society, but there is a part of society that puts it in your face that you need to have abs, be vegan, or just do a bunch of weird stuff. Not like weird, but if you don't want to do that, it's fine. But I feel like society really advocates that to you, and they expect you to kind of get up right away and go join a gym and immediately start fasting. And it's hard because how can you want people to do that when obviously they make you pay for everything? And when you go to the store and you want to buy a pizza, it's like $2, not even, or it might be a little more than that. But then when you go to like the nutrition side or a vegan side of that, you have to pay like $7 for a cauliflower pizza. And it's like society kind of ranks things on how they want you to do. Like you expect people to buy a $7 pizza instead of a $1 pizza. And then you shame them for buying that $1 pizza.
Yeah. I would have to agree. Like, if it, I don't know. It's just so weird to me. There's people around you, right, who say they are true to themselves when really they're looking at those Instagram posts. And it's not even just on Instagram. It could be, like, right by you. Yeah, just, like, right by you. But I think if you want to become healthy, you just need to really push through it and love yourself. You don't need to be skinny to be healthy. And I think that when more years come, we should really throw that out.
I feel like saying throwing it out, but I feel like now it's kind of become like the big thing. Yeah. Like when I scroll on TikTok, there's all these videos about working out and being skinny. And it's just like, oh my God, it just doesn't stop. And especially with like bigger social media apps now, because before it was kind of just Instagram. But now TikTok's a big thing. YouTube's becoming a big thing again. Even reality shows, they seem to advocate these healthy lifestyles that these celebrities live, when we know it's probably not true. They don't eat a salad like every 5 hours. Probably eating off camera when we don't know. And I feel like it's hurtful to the viewers and people who watch these health advocates when they're not honest with themselves or the viewers. And if we're all just honest about what's going on and how we can actually change and be healthy, then I feel like it would help ease the kind of standard people have set for everyone. It's not even just women. Everyone has a really big health standard, specifically men too.
Yeah.
What do you think an unhealthy lifestyle looks like?
I say, yes, there is a lot of unhealthy lifestyles, such as doing illegal substances, because that can get to your head and then it really affects you and all of that. And then there's like you're eating out too much, maybe you don't cook some home cooked meals, or it's really a hard question because for some people, to them, since they're starting out to become that healthy lifestyle, for them it's different for everybody. It's maybe sometimes going out to eat and then sometimes making a home cooked meal. Someone else, it's eating healthy every single day without having that little justice, that little little piece of good food, like, I don't know, a cake, because I love cake.
I love cupcakes.
Oh, I love cupcakes. But yeah, I think it's a little bit difficult because everyone starts different, and being able to just say, boom, that's an unhealthy lifestyle, because to them it's like maybe it is healthy because they're just starting out. So it's really difficult.
The worst thing to me that is unhealthy is just not loving yourself. I feel like that's the most unhealthy thing you cannot do, because I feel like it affects you a lot in many different ways. And everything does vary from person to person when it comes to an unhealthy lifestyle. And this kind of tracks back to how standards are set. They immediately bombard you with this list of what's unhealthy. And then everyone's like, well, I do like half of that. It's really hard, because when you're starting out in such a very versatile thing and you already have somebody bringing you down for a bunch of stuff you do, and then they expect you to get back up, and then you're like, okay, well, I want to be healthy now. It's really hard to set a standard like that.
Mm-hmm. Even when, like, what you said, the standards, and when I think people around you really affect who you are as a person, because you could have someone who's really negative and they could have that negative impact on you, but you could also have someone who's happy, who's more loving, more caring, and that kind of makes you as a person, right? And it's that little negative guy who goes out for you, and that's what's pulling you down, because you're thinking, well, oh, okay, that's true then, right? Because they could be saying, you're kind of not doing your best. I think you should get up real quick, start doing this and this and this. And then that little happy guy is trying to tell you, like, you can slow down just a bit and take care of yourself, like, mentally, because you don't need that little negative guy to stop you from being that healthy person you want to be.
Do you believe in trusting society with setting standards on everything we do?
The society, the standards they put out are unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you don't need to follow them. Don't trust them. You're probably going to harm yourself. And when you're on the way doing whatever the society tells you, you're going to probably hurt other people. And I don't believe in society with their standards. It's bull crap. It's not real. I don't believe in them at all. They're really harmful to everyone. And those models, I'm sure they have some harm done to themselves while doing those standards. So just be yourself. If you want, you could set standards for yourself. Not unrealistic ones, of course, but just something you can try to improve on. And you don't need to improve right away. It does take time. It could take a couple of years. So I think time to get some standards on, but not unrealistic ones. So that's what I think.
I feel like standards has been put into your brain, as I was saying, since you're really young. Even when you're really young, there's already standards for you, how you should act, how you should dress your kid, what your kid shouldn't wear, what your kid should wear. And as you grow up, the standards, they skyrocket. And I feel like society has a really not good way of doing it, but some people are kind of really easily pulled into these standards. They walk into a store and they see these mannequins and, okay, well, it's a crop top, but it's only for a small model, but I can't wear that. And that's because society sets those standards for people. And when you come across those people who don't necessarily follow society's rules, then they're outcasts or whatever you want to call them. And I feel like no matter where you look in society, there's always something following you that you're not doing right. Even these models, when they do all this stuff for the internet and when they're extra healthy, quote unquote, and they're probably mentally struggling, they're not doing it right because they're mentally struggling. They have to be completely A-okay to even be considered a good celebrity. And it sucks because it's not just young teens or kids, it's everyone. Everyone's affected by standards, whether it's work standards, health standards, there's standards everywhere you look. And I feel like some standards are good for you, but some of them are too hardcore because nobody wants to be doing this at such a young age. And standards, I feel like they construct a lot of what goes on in the world when it comes to younger adults. And if we didn't have standards, I feel like it would be more peaceful and a lot of people would be able to communicate with each other more, because you have these standards on who people are just by the way they look or act or just because of the way they dress. And I think it would be different if we didn't have any standards.
I would have to agree. When you're at a young age, you have to look nice. You have to become your parents' special daughter, you know, or son, or you get those good grades. You have to play nice, be nice. You have to act a certain way just to be accepted by them. And so when that starts, that's when it really pulls you down, because I don't think everyone or anyone would be okay with just those parent standards, because that's when it really starts when you're a kid. And then when you grow up, they get even more terrible. And I think you're right. If we didn't have any standards, I'm sure everyone would come to peace and everyone would love each other and just be happy for one another But
that's not going to happen anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon, I don't think. Unless we really make a change, then I don't think it's going to happen at all.
I feel like about making a change, there are a lot of people who speak out on it. But then you kind of have those group of people who just like, well, this and this and this and then blah, 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 blah. I don't necessarily dislike those people. I feel bad because they're letting these standards surround their mind. Once you become open to the world and yourself and not focus on like the materialistic things in life, it's so much better for you. Okay, what are some things you do that can help you improve your lifestyle?
It's sleep. I don't get enough. Like this morning, I woke up around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then went to sleep around 5. And then I had to wake up at 7. So I think sleep would really help. And I don't want to say meditate, but, you know, just find that little spark in yourself to really get you going. And make sure you're surrounding yourself with people who love you.
I agree with a lot of those. The one thing I would say, just personally, alone time is a really big thing for me. I think all the time, not just at home, I feel like sometimes you just need alone time when you're at school or when you're with family or friends. You can be in a different environment besides your room and spend quality time with yourself. I feel like it really helps with stress because you get time to spend with yourself. Even just laying in my bed, I feel 100% better than I do when I'm like with my friends, and that says something.
Like, or doing something you really love. Because some people love drawing when they get their alone time, or some people like to take walks or play piano or any instrument, pottery, ceramics. So I think doing something you really love can help you.
Yeah, I feel like it is really such a big reward to go from like such a chaotic environment from like school and then home and then just be able to chill out for a second. That's the one thing I look forward to every day. I feel like it's Christmas every single day when I go home.
Just being able to have your alone time because it keeps your mind at peace. That's what you are. You surround yourself with the alone time, then you're able to gather all what you have and really reflect on it to have that. You know, because when you're out with a whole bunch of strangers, then you're just like, oh, this is too much for me. I can't handle this. Yeah, I can't do it. But that's just a little bit of alone time. That's all you really need.
Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
I don't really think I'd be able to do it by myself.